broadcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
And now, another stunning episode of Guardians of the Geekery podcast, dun, episode 271. And we are here with Mary of Sarah May Gourmet. Welcome.
Ooh. Hey there.
I would like to get a special clap from Carol for not forgetting to introduce the guest first.
Yay.
That was a nice golf clap from her.
Yeah, the crowd goes mild.
Golf clap. Yay.
You can't see it, but it's legit. Yeah,
it's,
yes.
It's legit. So if you did not check out unboxing video number 6, you need to go back and check it out.
What's wrong with you?
You get to see Sarah, Mary, and I from Sarah May Gourmet. It's going to take me a
second. Peter Paul Mary, live on
the... Okay, she just fed us a bunch of chocolate. Peter Paul Mary, Sarah, you know, what's your husband's name?
Yeah. Rich.
Rich, yeah. Just, so there are all there. Okay. Good name.
Good, good name. It's a good name.
We have good friends named Rich. All there. But she fed us chocolate. So I apologize. I don't mean to ASMR on the thing, but I'm like, yum, yum, yum.
You're popping.
You have to whisper to do ASMR.
It's so good.
It's kind of freaky to me.
It was so good.
That's your moment of ASMR. Thank you. From the Guardians of the Geekery.
Have a cigarette. Come back and join us.
Yes.
Hit pause. Come back when you're ready.
All right. Yeah.
So, chocolate and unboxing.
Yeah. So, we did an unboxing video. We revealed a bunch of stuff, but we also showed you 11 different flavors of chocolate that Mary brought with her. We didn't want to be here. We were afraid of some of them. Not afraid in a bad way, but these are not your normal chocolates. First of all, as you were saying, they're allergy friendly. So when you see it says great AF on her t-shirt and logo and stuff like that, get your mind out of the gutter. It's not that four letter word. It's
really
friendly.
But they are green as fuck.
And that's why we have a PG-13 rating, folks.
And
that's
this is why my 12-year-old came up with that. Because she's like, Mom, do you know what they think it would be? And I'm like, really? No.
Oh, God.
That would be so funny. And I'm like, okay, we named it after you. You can get the tagline.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But so it's allergy friendly because you yourself have a few allergies that you're dealing with. Is this correct, Mary?
Just a few. I have literally over 100.
Oh. Allergies?
Food allergies. We're not going to go through the other allergies. We would be here all night and it would be the Mary Allergy Show and be really boring AF. So we are so not going to go there.
But that and Sarah were the inspiration
for
coming up with the chocolate. So you were telling us that before you started Sarah May's Gourmet, you actually were a blogger. Tell us a little.
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your life.
Oh, a little bit about my life. Well, in 1972. No, that would be really, really, really boring.
She's still younger than us. Whatever.
Okay, fine. But basically, about 10 years ago, I was 85 pounds, which is, I'm the only woman I know that's like, she gained 40 pounds. I'm like, yes, yes. But so what ended up happening was I was super, super sick and I couldn't eat anything. Literally, every time I ate, I got sick. And I wasn't bulimic. I didn't have an eating disorder. I couldn't eat. And this woman popped her head, and I was crying in the headmaster's office. I hadn't eaten in 5 days, and I was starving. And she popped her head, and she said, is everything all right? And I was like, well, obviously, if there's a woman crying in the headmaster's office, nothing's okay. And it turns out she sent me for testing. She was a nutritionalist, and I have celiac disease. And I have systemic nickel allergy syndrome, which means, like, so 100% of people who are allergic to nickel, let's say in their earrings or whatever, it will eventually go systemic. And that means anything that you eat with nickel in it will act like celiac disease in your body and shave off your villi. So you don't absorb anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we have this thing called mastocytosis. It's like, boom, 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 mastocytosis. And this is really rare disorder. that causes all the histamines in your body to degranulate. So, what was that movie where they all were all their bodies float away?
Oh, Avengers Infinity yes, the War.
Yes, that's exactly what happens in our body. Anytime one, myself or my daughters come in contact with chemicals or foods that have histamines in them, leftovers, which I really miss. Gosh. Yeah, so anything that has histamines in it can cause us to go into anaphylactic shock. So, like, in my...
Let's not do that.
No. I agree, but, you know, I hang out with EpiPens. I have 9 of them. It's totally not sexy to go to a restaurant and be like, hey, I got 9 EpiPens. What you got on that menu that's fresh? So, yeah, we don't really go out very much. But
like the Wheel of Misfortune.
It's exactly.
Like,
yeah. It's like, let's spin. What are we going to do?
And they need to rename your disease the Thanos snap or something.
Yes,
like that.
That would be perfect. Yes. So long story short, what happened was I ended up becoming so passionate about figuring out how to cook, how to eat. I was the house that all the kids came to every afternoon for cookies, for cakes, for breads, for everything. I had 4 kids and on average 10 kids at my house every day. I had to feed them. Like, that's what you do with tweens. You feed them.
Yeah.
And so I learned how to convert everything to gluten-free, how to convert it to dairy-free, how to convert it to sugar-free. I opened a bakery, opened a cafe. I did fabulous. And then my husband got transferred to Boston. So we closed it all up. It happens. It's all good.
Yeah.
But so while we were there, you know, I started doing all this research on herbs and how they can make you more healthy and ways to make my body more healthy, because I was super, I went through, almost 40 years of not absorbing food. I was really sick.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. So that's how I learned all of this. And then I became a blogger, and I became an award-winning blogger. And then I've written cookbooks. I've been on the gluten-free keynote speaker thing. I've traveled around the country. I've talked about it. If you look me up, you'll find my name everywhere. And then it came down to my husband was let go by Kimberly Clark on March 18th of last year.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens. They let 5,000 people go.
Mm-hmm.
And after a year of being unemployed, we just looked at each other. I'm like, we have to do something because I have a depressed 50-year-old man with a double master's. And this is not working for me at all. I'm like, I'm really good at herbs. I'm really good at cooking. You're really good at eating. Let's put these together.
Like, what do you bring to the table? Your gut.
Yes, he does. He brings his gut. I'm like, okay, so I have all this social media experience. I have all this photography experience. Because you do that as a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can find me on, like, you know, award-winning recipes for Yumly. I was working with Cinnabon for a gluten-free recipe. I've worked with Holy Wholesome. So if any of you have food allergies out there, you're going to know who Holy Wholesome is. They had this pie crust that couldn't even be cut with a steak knife. It can now be cut. So that was pretty awesome.
You're welcome.
Yes, exactly. You can now cut it with a butter knife. So when Rich and I looked at each other, I'm like, we have to do something because I can't stand this anymore. I'm watching you get more and more depressed.
Oh.
And there's just not enough herbs in the world to help a depressed middle-aged man. So I'm like, what do you like? He's like, well, I like chocolate. I'm like, oh, well, we can do that. We can do chocolates with herbs. And so we started looking at statistics. And everybody hears about all these kids with food allergies. And we know this is true because we can't go buy a chocolate Easter bunny for Sarah. We can't buy her a chocolate Santa. We can't buy anything for her. Any holiday. Anything you associate with chocolate, we can't get for her. She's been uninvited from Halloween trick-or-treating. You can go read that article on workingwoman.com. But that was like from 2 years ago. But it's really something that people really don't understand, and they're frightened by it.
Right.
And so 1 in 13 children have severe food allergies. 1 in 10 adults have severe food allergies.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
That is.
And so we started to look at this and say, well, where's the hole in the market? Because let's get real. If you have a business, you need a hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You have to follow that rabbit hole. And with that 1 in 10, there's no one that markets to the adult chocolate industry.
I mean, interesting.
Yeah. So we were like, well, what can we do that's different?
Or if they do.
Not doing a good job.
Yeah. It's the maledextrins of the world that makes you poop for 4 days.
Exactly. I mean, that's great if you're going for a colonoscopy.
I should have scheduled my.
See? Yeah.
Walmart had like all this sugar-free crap. Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to be careful with my diabetes, and and there were these amazing cookies that tasted so good, and then it said, you know,
flush, buy with wipes. Yes.
It says, what does it say? Daily recommended serving 1.
Really?
And I'm like,
Who eats one effing cookie?
She will now.
Well, no, I don't.
Or they should just like stock it next to the wipes. They should get in combination with Kimberly Clark. Cookies and wipes. Perfect. New marketing campaign.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we do have sugar. Okay. But if you eat one a day, it's not going to set off your diabetes.
Well, and I've also learned to just control the sugar intake. So now my desire for sugar is different.
It is. Actually, sugar sets off the same thing in your brain as cocaine.
Yep.
So when you go off of it, it takes about 2 weeks to detox. When you go off of it, you don't have those same cravings.
Well, and I also found that when you don't have it around the house, you crave it. But when I keep some in the house, then I know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it drives, when my mom comes to visit, it drives her crazy. Because she's like, you know you still have this on the counter. And I'm like, uh-huh, I sure do. But I know it's there, so I don't need to go get it.
Exactly.
Where if I don't have it, I think about it all the time.
Mm. Yes. So, but that's really how it started. Is that there's this hole in the market.
Yeah.
And Sarah May's Gourmet sounded so much better than Mary's Gourmet. That sounds like kind of egotistical, and that's totally not who I am. And Sarah has the same complications as I do. Mm. And at 12, how cool is that to have a company named after you?
Yeah. And a chocolate company at that.
Exactly.
And it's not even a half rhyme, Starnes Lord.
No.
So, he's always trying to make half rhymes. So.
Yeah, that's all right. So, but what do you guys want to know? I am more than happy to answer any of your questions.
So first of all, we tried three different kinds.
Yes.
So the first one that we tried was called Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it has... So first of all, yeah... For the audiovisual portion, Starnes Lord is holding up two fingers in his peace sign. That is not a V for victory. But first off, your chocolate base is only three ingredients.
Yes. It's just cocoa powder, sugar, and cocoa butter. That is it.
Wow. It's kind of like Breyers. You can actually read all the words on
you
the
can.
Label.
It's really cool.
Unless you're having a hard time with like chamomile, because that is a little tricky.
That's chamomile.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
But so for peace, it actually has chamomile and lavender and organic orange and lemon, right?
Mm. Yes.
Ooh.
And it's very tasty.
That was my favorite, I think.
And it's called Peace.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite as well.
And it does make you feel kind of mellow yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it's supposed to do is sort of just take the edge off.
Yeah.
And give you some flavonoids and happiness from the chocolate.
Ooh, flavonoids.
And it is dark chocolate.
Yes.
It's not an incredibly dark chocolate.
No.
Because I normally do the 70%, which is like... bitter.
Yeah, I like 90% personally, but in order to melt it and make it,
you have to have a little.
You have to have some cocoa butter in there.
Yeah, some cocoa butter in there. So it's dark chocolate, but it's not heavily dark chocolate.
No, it's not overly bitter. It's I'll call it like semi bitter.
Yeah,
so you get a little tang.
Yeah, but it's definitely not milk chocolate.
No,
it's not hyper sweet.
No,
which I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah. Our goal was to not have the experience be something where you're sort of like, oh, I need a potato chip after this.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be an experience where when you have a bite or a bar, if you'd rather buy the bar, you come away feeling more, whether it's at peace or invigorated, but you don't feel oversaturated with sugar.
Yeah.
No, you don't feel the sugar, but you definitely taste the chocolate. Like, I still have the chocolate lingering on my palate in a very pleasant way.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, an aftertaste, which you can sometimes get with commercial chocolate, where you're like, oh, I need to drink something now to sweep that out of my... Like you said, the potato chip.
Yeah.
But then after that, we also tried the mint, and...
I am not a mint person. Brushing my teeth is like the worst time of day for me because I can't get the watermelon or fruity toothpaste like kids do.
Why can't you buy it? Personally, I buy cinnamon.
I buy the clove. I find Tom's of Maine's clove
can.
I'm not a mint person, but this was actually quite pleasant. It's not overpowering. If I do mint, it's more spearmint than peppermint, and this seemed to have more spearmint.
Yes, it's just spearmint and peppermint leaves.
Right.
That is it.
So, I actually enjoyed that one. Yes. It wasn't... Yeah, I think Peace is my favorite, but even me, who doesn't go the mint route, that was actually still quite pleasant.
Oh, I feel good.
And then third was raspberry. Starnes Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I like raspberries. This was pretty strong raspberry, which I liked. I'm trying to think. I have not when I've purchased chocolate with raspberry in it, you kind of get just like a barely, and it's artificial most likely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What pulp with flavoring, maybe? I'm not sure. But
it's okay, that's still freaking me out.
The vanillin, you want to know what's really crazy? Is what? If sometimes they add something called, let me see if I can remember the name of it right. I want to call it castor oil, but it's not castor oil. Begins with a C. I'll have to come back to you on that one. But it's actually made out of beaver sac that tastes like vanilla. But they usually put in vanillin, and that is a known byproduct of wood pulp.
That just
so when it says vanillin, it just think penicillin
or villain.
The pencil
villain.
I like the villain.
Yeah.
The villain.
Yeah.
Vanillin.
But this this was really good and rich with the dark chocolate and the raspberry, and it was good. Really good.
Well, it's just organic freeze dried raspberries. That's all that's on there. And it's powdered. So we found that, you know, we tried the raspberries themselves that were freeze-dried. Uh-huh. But because the chocolate is such a strong flavor, because it is that, I'll call it semi-dark, trying to find that balance that was right between the bitter and the sweet was real important. We wanted you to be able to taste the raspberry, but also taste the chocolate.
Yeah.
And I often find that in chocolate that you buy commercially, you don't really taste the raspberry. You convince yourself you taste the raspberry because it says raspberry. But if you close your eyes and you taste it,
it's psychological.
You wouldn't really know it's there.
Yeah. Mind games.
Exactly. And also, I know that you are a tea lover.
Yes.
So every single one of our blends, sans the raspberry right now, you can actually buy as a tea in addition to, because all of these start off, well, I don't think you'd want to have sea salt tea. That'd be kind of gross.
No.
But every single one of these start off as an herbal blend that I make as a tea first.
Huh.
And if it doesn't pass the tea test, it doesn't go on the chocolate.
And you do a black tea. I have.
Yeah. So the orange spice. You said you didn't want energy, so I didn't give you that one.
Oops. Ooh,
I'm knocking things over.
It's okay.
It's in here someplace. But the orange spice, it's a square one with a flower on it.
Okay.
That is a black tea base. It's this one right here. So it is literally just black tea and organic orange peel.
Cool.
That is it.
Yeah. I've had chocolate with tea.
Mm-hmm.
Before and it's so good because you know everybody gets their chocolate and coffee, but us tea drinkers are usually left on the sidelines.
Yeah. I drink coffee as a necessary evil first thing in the morning.
I love the smell of coffee, but I never cater to the taste.
That would be interesting to do a chocolate spoon that you could
planning on it
in your Christmas. in your tea.
They do honey spoons. They do honey spoons that you do in your tea.
Do you want to know what I did last week that I played with?
What'd you do? What?
I have sweet cacao nibs, and I threw them in my herb blender, and I made them like coffee grinds, and then I made it like tea, and I had cacao flavored tea. And it was fabulous, and I threw some mint leaves in there, and it was delicious.
Yeah, because I've had
flirting with her, Carol.
she's like
I see all of her like, I love you now.
you can love me.
We're best friends now.
Yeah, because there was a tea shop in Asheville that I would drive up to that had a dark chocolate tea, but I don't think they're open anymore. So I've just been kind of like, nobody does the dark chocolate tea.
I'll make you a dark chocolate tea.
Thank you.
my favorite thing to do is actually make herbal blends. Like I totally nerd out on them, and I'm like, oh, smell. I have a picture. You'll have to go through my Facebook page, which is Sarah May's Gourmet, and you're gonna see a picture of Rich in a yellow what are those Mexican hat called?
Sombrero.
In an original authentic sombrero.
Nice.
And he has two jars next to his face, and I'm having him sniff different blends together.
What do you think of this combo?
That's exactly what I was doing. I'm like, okay, so here are these two ball jars, stick one on each nostril, and then inhale, and then tell me what you think.
So I used to be a Yankee Candle fanatic. However, I always, because I'm from New England too, so
yeah,
you know.
It's all that, good. I get it. Yeah, the day after Christmas, hello sale.
Yeah. And also, but I would always get my Yankee Candles at these little card and gift shops.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be a section that would be the little candles, but it wasn't the whole store. And the first time I walked into a Yankee Candle shop at the mall at Christmas time, which was wrong idea.
Uh-oh.
But you know, the thing that they always tell you is like, take the lid off and smell the lid, and that's where you'll get all the flavors.
So and
you
everyone's just get doing it
so you just
store.
Get used to doing that. And so I had made my purchases. I was waiting for my cohorts in crime to get done with their purchases. And I happened to notice some lovely brass candlesticks on this clearance table. And I went to go look at the price, which, of course, you flip it over. But instead of flipping over and looking at the price, I flipped it over and sniffed it without even thinking. And then looked up and realized what I had done, because you really couldn't smell the scent because it was such
so overpowering.
It's so overpowering in there. And ever since then, I've kind of learned that if I want to smell teas, a tea shop is great, but you almost have to kind of go out into the hall and kind of smell it there and then come back in.
Do you want to know what we do that's a little different? Huh. You're gonna love this.
Just knock the.
I'm just gonna knock it around. I'm like banning it. So I have little glass containers that hold probably about 2 ounces, and every single one of our blends is labeled, and you can open it and you can smell it.
Ooh.
Oh. So for me, it's real important to have that interactive relationship, especially at a booth at the Muggle shop. It's important for people
Muggle
to be
market.
Able to Muggle market. Sorry,
the Muggle shop. Muggles,
the Muggle shop is where the
shop of the Muggles market.
Yeah, the Muggle art shop, okay. And then there's the Muggles market. Just because we want them to look for you in the right place.
I'm going to be in the Muggle market.
Yeah,
and I'll say that 10 times. Mary in the Muggle market.
Mary, I thought you were going a different direction. I thought you were going to do like shots of tea, and I was like, this is a genius.
I would love that, except my husband's now been sober for 2 years. So if we're going to do that, we're not doing it with him.
No,
we're good.
Rich will be excluded, yes.
Okay. For his safety. He'll be like, no, not for you.
Right,
okay,
not
over
for
here.
You, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
This is getting interesting. I like this.
Okay. Oh, I'm totally, although I came in a jackalope shirt and I look really conservative, I'm really not. Do not let this, like.
Oh, like we already talked about, the blue streaks underneath my hair. Yes.
Anyway, but you can smell all the teas. You can smell all the blends. I want you to be able to touch it. I want you to be able to see it. I want you to be able to smell it. Because the truth of the matter is, we buy first with our eyes, then with our nose, and then with our wallet. That's just how it goes. And we're also going to have samples. So yes. they're like little, they look like little coffee beans. So you'll be able to grab a sample, see if you like it before you even want to.
Yeah. And then the thing that I love about your chocolates is, okay, first of all, they're in like a little line in a little case, almost like a little truffle box.
It is a truffle box.
See, I know things.
You're so awesome.
I know things. But, and we need to go over the rest of the flavors that you brought with us in just a second. But they also each have their own unique shape. So even if you decided that you wanted to buy like 4 or 5 boxes or 6 or 8 boxes or maybe a case, go ahead.
That'd be great.
It's the Muggles Market. And you'd be supporting local. And we already heard that Rich is out of work. So
yes,
let's do this.
Local.
Let's buy this.
But secondly,
you could put them all into a jar or a beautiful bowl at the holidays.
Yes.
And, you would be able to tell which one is which based on the shape. You could do a lovely little sign and just have it in front of your bowl at your holiday feast.
That is very
true. And people could decide whether they wanted to be sleepy or peaceful or excited, or if they're a little grumpy. We could have the 7 dwarfs of chocolate.
Oh my God. That is an awesome idea.
That'd
you
be
can
a good
have
sleeve.
It.
Thank you.
That's my donation
so that
to support
I can be sued by Disney. That would be fabulous.
Yeah. Well, you could.
I'll make up new names.
You could call it the 8 dwarfs.
Okay, well, I'm about the size of one, so that's great.
Well, you don't have to. Generally, you don't have to put the 7 dwarves on the label.
That's
you
true.
Can just put bashful or dark.
That's true. I could.
Yeah. I don't know what you would put on dopey. What you would put in dopey, though?
Oh,
well, I know
CBD oil.
Actually, no, that's illegal. People are doing it, and it's illegal. And I'm like, nope. They're like, oh, you
what
can do
it?
This. CBD oil?
CBD
oh,
oil.
Oh, put it in a chocolate?
Yeah, and I've been asked for it. First of all, I've never bought pot in my entire life until I went to Asheville like a month ago. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy like one flower of it just because everyone's asking me for it. So I want to see why. It tasted like skunk chocolate.
It
was really gross. I'm like, nope, totally not my thing. Uh-uh. This is nasty. And if you want to buy it, Mandala has skunk chocolate for $25 a bar.
No.
Knock yourselves out. We also bought the bar. Not my favorite flavor. But if you want it, Mandala does sell it. You can go into any CBD shop up in Asheville, and they will sell it to you for $25. Please enjoy it.
I'll stick with yours.
Mine's much better. And I don't want to break the law.
Yeah.
Please don't.
I have that like geeky thing in me. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't need to play with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if I will say this, with my lederhose and my feet, the disease in my feet, if North Carolina were to pass a law.
If they were to legalize it, which they should.
If they were to legalize it for at least medical purposes, if for nothing else.
Yes.
Then I would probably be in the first in line to try it to see if it helps. But at this point, I'm okay. I'm good. There's enough legal drugs that I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I'm down to 11. I think that's
good. I will make it just for you. I actually have some purveyors that make it themselves, so it's all controlled and there's not all that other gook in it.
Yeah. No so, vanillin?
No, there's no vanillin. It's just pretty much straight oil from the plant.
Yeah.
But and that I'm cool
That's
with.
Good. So, yeah, I don't, yeah. so I don't have to clean out that closet and put grow lamps in there for you. So
I, well, actually, I have a tower garden, so if you want to borrow that, if you need to do that, it's fine.
No,
we're good. Okay. No. I mean, and, you know, I have to say that most of the time I'm pretty good, but every once in a while it gets painful.
Yeah.
And then... That's when it's like, oh, I wish there was a drug to take to make that go away. I wish we could just centralize it to the feet. And
wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know a lot of essential oils, people have tried to help me, and it's like, it's just not working.
I also happen to be a certified aromatherapist, and I know firsthand that is not going to help you.
No.
Since I have it in my hands,
yeah,
I can guarantee you it's not going to help you on your feet.
No. And it's gotten a little worse recently, so I'm just
so
like,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was coming. We know that we know the life cycle. So we're just enjoying it while we can, right?
Exactly. And once they took away the kidney pain, then you're like, this really hurts now.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen.
Kidney pain sucks.
Yeah.
You know how to solve kidney pain? Take out the kidney.
I think that's a great solution. I would have loved that. Like 6 years ago on Thanksgiving Day, I would have totally done that. I would have like taken it out for you.
Yeah.
I've been like, here.
Yeah.
You can have my Thanksgiving kidney.
I still have one left, and that's all.
That's all you need.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So
keep the good one.
Yeah, keep the good one. We'll go on with the rest. But yeah, no, right now it's pretty good. So
awesome.
But okay, so let's talk about the rest of the chocolate. So this is why I sit across from you, Carol,
Jesus,
because
you're not talking about Lord.
Yeah, I would know. She's like, I know it's our show, but can you stop talking about yourself? So
I can talk about my kidneys. I mean, if that makes you happy, I can join the kidney club.
No, let's go back to the chocolate.
Look at this bunion. Does this look bad? What's going on here? No.
Well, I could do it in a New York accent too.
You're going to go down to the bazaar, get some coffee.
Oh, my God, yes. And you know, when I moved to Boston, what the worst part was?
It gets mixed.
Oh, my. It does. It's hard. And I grew up Southern Baptist in Connecticut. Go figure. So I went to CVS. They sold alcohol.
Yes.
Hello. That was so weird to me. I'm from Connecticut in a dry town.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
we all had kegs on the outside of the borders buried in the yard. But they asked if I had a cod. And I was like, yeah, that's how I got here. I got here by a car. And they're like, your card. Where's your card? I'm like, my what? My daughter looked at me. She's like, Mom, your card.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I have one of those.
Need a translator. Yes,
yeah, I did. Yeah, okay, I did. So you want to talk about chocolate. Yeah,
I freaked out.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I freaked out when I first went to Arizona. I went to a grocery store and they had, you know, gin and whiskey aisles. Because they sell it in the grocery store. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Wow, this is perfect.
There we go. It's all good. All right. I'm gonna lasso us back in.
Yes,
yeah. We're gonna talk about chocolate.
Okay. So we had which was the chamomile and lavender.
Right. Yes.
And then we had the mint and the raspberry. But you have other, like, mood enhancing kind of chocolates.
I do.
In a non-marijuana type way.
Yes. In an illegal way.
In a very legal way.
No steroids, no.
And not a single steroid.
Good.
No, not at all. Just chocolate and herbs.
Herbs.
So my favorite is called Moonies. So it's like for when you have like that time of the month, you know, or Moodies, you can decide. If it's pissy male syndrome, if it's PMS, if it's irritability, if it's menopausal, you tell me. If it's just cranky employees, I mean, those happen too. So in here is nothing but spearmint mini. You're going to like this one. It's spearmint leaf, if I could talk. Cramp bark, Vitex berries. I know, cramp bark. You're like, what is
that?
It helps with cramps.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Natural bark.
Skull cap. I guess that means, you know, you don't want to kill people.
Skull
cap. Okay. Marshmallow root, which actually helps with kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And passion flower. And they're all organic.
Passion.
They're really good. These are the smallest ones that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell them by weight. So therefore, you're going to pay less for this one,
okay,
and have a great mood afterward, which is fabulous.
Yeah, but you know, that's like the best thing. If you could give that to me I no longer have that part either, but they took the ovary and the uterus too.
You can still have hormones.
Yeah, but it's like the fact that that's the least expensive it helps me.
It does, and it's great. And like, who doesn't want a bite of chocolate?
And you know, if you have a spouse. And
who,
it's their time of the month. And then if a couple weeks later it's your time of the month,
and you should just the box.
Buy for each other.
Yeah, that would
it's
be
like
perfect.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I know. We're actually talking about doing a monthly subscription box called the Achocacary. Like a an apothecary and a chocolate carry.
Oh, that's
say that
awesome.
10 times fast.
Do it, yeah. Absolutely.
We're thinking of doing that with some tea, But the website has to get finished being done because I did it great on one platform, but shipping didn't work. So then I had to go on to another platform that I can't design in. So it's getting done. It's all good. It's all good. All right. We've got Slumber, which is round. Slumber will make you sleepy, which is fabulous. So you could have tea and chocolate before bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this one has lemon balm, which helps with anxiety, otherwise known as Melissa, for those of you in the aromatherapy essential oil world. Nettle leaf, apples, pears, cinnamon chips, and apple cider flavoring, which is not soy-based.
Okay.
Because most of them are soy-based that you get flavored teas, and if you have a soy allergy, you've just set it right off.
Wow. So that's great for insomniacs, too, then.
Yes. As I raise my hand, I'm like, And people are like, well, what do you mean you're like mixing chocolate with sleeping herbs? I'm like, yeah, babe, it's really good. And if you have chocolate before you, like dark chocolate before you go to bed, it actually helps you sleep. It seems like an oxymoron to me, but it does actually,
yeah.
But I don't know why. I can send you the study, though. The next one is Love, which is in the shape of a heart.
Aww.
And I know, isn't that cute? This one has Demania leaf, roasted cocoa nibs, fresh carob, orange peel, rose petals, cinnamon chips, and French vanilla flavor.
Mm.
I know. It's that like sounds good. It is good. And I will tell you, I once had a woman look at her husband and be like, here, you need this. Wow. She's like, you're going to eat this now. And he's like, okay. She's like, I'm going to have the Moonies. You're going to have the Love, and we're leaving. And I was like, have fun. Like, you guys are going to have a great time.
Can you give us a review on our app?
I was like, maybe I need to join Yelp. So this one's just sea salt. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. There's four ingredients. It's cocoa, sugar, powder, and sea salt. Same with espresso. We happen to use, a Puerto Rican espresso, so it's going to get you jumping, which is good in the morning.
Yes.
Even if you're a tea drinker, sometimes you just got
to
do that.
Sometimes you have to have those chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Yeah, exactly. So this one here is the relaxation blend, and this one's a little different than the piece, but not much. This one has lavender, chamomile, lemon balm, and orange peel. So the lemon balm is what brings down the anxiety, which is why it's called relaxation.
Okay.
Versus just peace.
Right. Because it's crazy. If you actually go to buy an essential oil called Melissa, it's like $100 an ounce or something ridiculous.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, man, that's just lemon balm. You can go chew some. Like you can grow it as like a weed and chew it.
Yeah.
Goodness. Okay.
This one's my favorite. This one's actually named after Sarah. It's called Sarah Root, and Sarah happens to have ADHD, just like her mommy. And this one actually will help you focus.
Okay.
So it has honey root, which is known as it's a rooibos type of tea, rose petals, stevia leaves, and cardamom. So it's not the stevia that you drip into it. It's actually like the strawberry leaves. It's the natural leaves. Yep, they're all organic, and the cardamom just adds like a nice little heat. I kind of like things a little spicy and a little, not hot spicy, but just warm.
Tangy.
Yeah, because I run cold. So that would make sense.
Okay.
And then you had the mint. Mm. Yeah. They're like, okay. And it's just spearmint and peppermint. That's it.
Yeah.
And everything is organic and fair trade and earth fair and, oh my gosh, earth share. And it's salmon safe.
Wow.
And, yeah. Okay. I mean, you name it. Salmon like safe. We
you
made
said,
sure.
Like the top 14 allergies.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, gosh, let's see if I can name all of them off the top of my head. I always forget a couple. Let me see. Gluten, dairy, soy, eggs. I know my brain just went break. Peanuts, tree nuts, sesame, celery, mustard, mollusks, fish and shellfish, lupin, which is peas.
I don't like peas.
Yeah, well, pea protein is in a lot of things, though. Like, if you look at those shakes or anything like that, it's in a ton of stuff. And sulfites.
You did it.
I counted.
That was good.
Sulfites. That would help me because I'm always... This medicine.
Yeah.
Get the sulfur burps.
Those are yucky. Yeah.
No, don't like peas. But I was very happy when my nutritionist told me that peas are bad for diabetics so that I could come home. I was in my 30s and I still made her write a note to my mom saying, this child should not eat peas.
That's funny.
Because my mom likes to add it to stuff too.
Yeah,
so.
No. There's no pea anything in
Yay!
Here.
We do not put pee in our chocolate.
That's right.
We don't pee in the chocolate, no.
That's right. Because we're a great AF.
That's right. That's right.
So tell us, like, and then, of course, you have the solid chocolate frogs, which you have spells inside.
Absolutely.
And we've decided that they jump in your belly.
Yes.
Very cool.
But not because of milk. That blue cow is not going to come out here and like get you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not like that. No Star Wars milk used in the making of the chocolate frogs.
No.
So tell us sample price ranges. I know that you're still probably, but you said it's based on weight, right?
It is based on weight. So the truffle boxes average about $8.
Okay, that's okay. Not bad at all.
Oh, the weight of the chocolate.
Yeah, okay. It's weight of the chocolate. Yeah.
I was like, I'm in trouble because I'm a bit of a hefty guy.
Yes, I'm
going to
weigh you. I'm going to be like, that's right, baby. For you, it's more.
They weigh you.
God, that would be great. I'm like,
I'm at the doctor's office taking my shoes off. How about now? Now weigh me.
Oh, you're like the pregnant women. Those are great.
And these are about anywhere from... There's six to eight of them inside.
Yeah, the blue ones have six and the clear ones have five.
Okay.
And they're large folks. Mary was saying, they're the truffle boxes,
and because
which are
this is
pretty
dark
big.
Chocolate, you're not going to like scarf them like an M&M.
Oh, no. I mean, we had the three and it was great, but I also probably don't need to eat for another day.
No, and that's why we do them in bites. Each one, on average, each truffle box is over 2.5 ounces.
Yeah.
2.5 ounces. Okay.
Yeah. So your average Hershey candy bar is like 1.5 ounces.
Right. And you're eating that one in like 10 seconds because of all the sugar and the milk and
the wood pulp.
The wood pulp. I mean, you start to crave that.
These are chocolates that you're going to savor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're like truffles. Mm-hmm. Like when I used to get a box of truffles, like a sleeve of cut truffles from Godiva, I would eat one a day. I'd eat seven and do one a day, and that was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly the level that this is at.
Yeah. And, like
and you're not paying $25
rich.
A pound.
Yeah. Right.
I'd like that. That would be great. Now I know my competition price. But no, we do it.
I'm sure it's more than that now, but that's what it used to be back in the late 80s. So.
But we do it because we happen to know, and we don't want to price ourselves, A, out of the market, but B, we know what it's like to have to buy for a specialty diet. Mm-hmm. We have no choice. Yeah. And our groceries are 25 to 75% more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're buying a treat, it really needs to be special. Everything is hand-poured. Everything is hand done. There is no shortcut taken. Yeah. I could show you a video. I mean, Rich is like in there with a spatula, you know, making them tempered and stuff. Mm. It's done we have a separate apartment attached to our house where the kitchen is.
Oh, goodness.
And everything is done by hand. Everything is tempered by hand. Everything is poured by hand. It's literally, we bang the chocolates out by hand. So there's no machines except to melt the chocolate.
And they look beautiful. I mean, they look better than commercial chocolates.
Yeah.
They're beautiful and glossy.
They are.
And tasty.
Except for where they've been powdered on the one side. But then you flip it over. It's glossy matte. Not this matte.
That has to do with the herbs.
Yes.
So, but that's really what it is. But it's a really interesting process just to watch and to go through.
Yeah.
And the frogs are, if memory serves right, it's on the sticker. They are 2.3 ounces. Yeah. So they are actually like a double Hershey candy bar. They are solid.
Wow. They are solid.
They are not hollow. This is
the
not
ASMR
like
your, among us.
It's hopping.
Yes. It's hopping.
Yes. It's not like you're buying your Easter bunny that's hollow.
Right. And this is exactly the size that you would want in an Easter basket, by the way, if it's solid, because you could gnaw on that for a couple days. Yeah. Exactly. And I probably will. I opened it so you can't take it back.
They're all for you.
Oh, okay.
We will fight afterwards.
One will come out. It'll be the death match ring. We're going to lock the door.
That'll be awesome.
So you have all this social media experience from your blogging days. So what social media channels are you on?
Where can we find you? You can just find me at Facebook at Sarah Mays Gourmet. Sarah without an H. And you can find me at Instagram at sarah.mays.gourmet.
Ooh, Instagram.
Well,
that's my favorite.
Really. It's really not my favorite because you can't like preload things. But that's okay. It's fun. You find more of the behind the scenes stuff.
We can show you how.
We're
social media people.
Yep. Oh my God, I am dying. What is up with... There is a specific Facebook that, I'm sorry, I had to drop the name there.
Uh-huh.
And when you try to like schedule things, you now have to put the date and the time in twice.
Hey.
Yeah. There are tools.
We're going to talk about that offline. It's killing me.
If you would like to know, you can always email info@guardiansofthegeekery.com. And for a small fee, we will help you out.
I will pay in chocolate.
Oh, you're good.
I have
you brought us
11
boxes
here.
Of chocolate. We're good.
You're going to have chocolate for a long time. You're going to be like, okay. Yeah.
We will share.
That is good. It's important to share.
So yes. We will link you in the show notes.
Yeah.
So be sure to check them out. And be sure to check her out at the Muggles Market.
they come and buy all of the chocolates.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I have a feeling that this will be very popular tent. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you go out to Tent Village because that's where you'll be. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you wander out to the back. There's going to be some amazing tents out mm-hmm. back. And Sarah Mae's is just one of them. But I have a feeling that the chocolate will go quickly. So you could always do this wonderful thing called pre-ordering. Mm-hmm. And that way she will put it aside for you so that even if you are a late sleeper on a Saturday morning, you can still get up and get your espresso chocolates.
That's a great
idea. And she'll be posting some additional pictures of stuff on the Muggles Market event as we get closer to the event of different flavors she may be having just exclusively for the Muggles Market. So it's a good place to check that out. You can see pictures of the chocolate frogs and other things. And of course, you're doing a spotlight too, right?
Yes.
You've already sent your answers to Wanda.
Yes.
Yes, our diva of the Muggles Market, yes. Our mistress.
And be sure to check out the unboxing video.
Yeah, because we show some of the chocolates on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is cool. We're going to let you go, though, cause so we can eat one more piece of chocolate
That's
before.
Right. Ooh,
what flavor do you
Sarah
want?
Sarah Mae, I don't know. I don't
all
know.
All of them.
We're going to have to fight over the, over the ball. We're going to have to fight over them. The flavors.
Go
no,
for
we
it.
Will share. We will share.
I'll take a frog
each.
Leg and
yeah. Well, seeing as I don't have a uterus, you can have the Moody's. Maybe I will,
take,
or two.
I will take that because I need it.
Yeah. They are totally overrated.
I know. It was really funny when they had that conversation. It wasn't funny, but it was it was amusing the first time that they wanted to have the conversation with me about, hey, we have to take your uterus. Are you going to have children? And I said, well, my charity is an adoption foundation. I think I'll be okay if I decide that children, that besides just helping other people have children in their lives, if I decide that our home needs a child as well, which of course would take the money away from me doing all the charity stuff. So that's probably not going to happen. I think I've got a hookup. I don't need a uterus to find a child. There's many children that need a home.
I happen to agree with you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So. But,
And on that note, eat chocolate and adopt.
Yes.
That works for me. Right.
And then come to the gala so you can learn more about adopting children at an event where you could do that and eat chocolate.
I think that sounds great. You know what? Every child that's adopted, I will happily give at least, 10 pounds of chocolate, and it should probably be the Moody's and the Relax.
The Relax.
Because my parents were foster parents, and so I happen to know...
Yeah.
How that works.
Yeah.
And when those children come into your life and the trauma that they have experienced beforehand, you're going to need chocolate.
Yes. And we could give you the right one for the right child.
Exactly.
Right. And you don't have to worry about their allergies.
Exactly. So it's like
what kind
a
of
win-win.
A welcome gift that would be.
It's fabulous.
Amazing.
Win-win.
Mary.
Yes.
You're also fabulous.
Thank you, Doll.
Thank you so much for coming. And hanging out with us. And make sure to check out Sarah Mae's Gourmet. Sarah Mae, we say hi. And all the other children, hi too. But Sarah Mae and Rich, thank you for your spatula stuff.
You needed it.
Sorry, I dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, please.
I'm not.
I am totally fluent in fuckingese. We are fine. All good.
And on that note, fuckingese.
Chuckle hot.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.